afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. I'm the author of two books on weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. I have another book that's an ebook. It's called How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. Now, if you've been listening to all my podcasts, I hope you're starting to get the drift and understand the problem. But let's go over part of it again, because people have said, gee, John, we don't understand exactly what you're saying, because we weigh too much, and all we want to do is lose 10 or 20 pounds, and you're not helping. Well, I will tell you that your chances of just what they call losing weight is very close to zero. I don't care how much money you pay other people, or how many meetings you go to, or how many prepared foods you buy. Doesn't make a bit of difference. So why? It's really simple. Everybody knows exactly what to do. They've known exactly what to do before they gained the weight that they say they now hate. So let's do it again. And because there's a point to be made, and it's the critical point of everything. You knew you were gaining weight. You didn't want to gain weight. You didn't want to weigh 230 or 40 or 50 pounds more than you did. But you kept putting food in your mouth. You knew very well what was happening. So why did you do it? And I will tell you something. You did it because you had to. Because circumstances caused you anxiety or grief or depression or being upset. And the only way you knew how to deal with it was to put food in your mouth, more food. So here you are. Intellectually, you didn't want to gain weight, you didn't want to be fat, but you made it happen by yourself. Now the reality is, and this is the part everybody seems to have a difficulty with, but I will tell you it's exactly the fact, whatever you weigh, you are emotionally comfortable with that weight. You say, John, how can that be? I hate it. And say, really? Tell me, why don't you weigh 10 pounds less or 10 pounds more? You put all that food in your mouth. Why do you stop? Let's say you weigh 30 pounds too much. Why don't you weigh 40 pounds too much? Because it wouldn't be comfortable for you emotionally, intellectually, and logically. You hate it. You know exactly what to do. But for some reason, you can't do it, and the reason is your emotional need to put food in your mouth. Let me give you a more concrete example. You went to one of these diet programs, you paid them a fortune, a lot of money, and they put you on some sort of a diet, whatever you want to call it. They said, okay, you can't eat these foods, you have to eat those foods, and you can only have so much of the foods, and you have to make the better choices, and you know, change your lifestyle, all of which is nonsense, but you did it. Now, let's say you've lost 20 or 30 pounds. Let's say you did, your weight went down that much. You didn't really lose it. It just went down temporarily. So why didn't you stay at that weight? Seriously, you could. There were people who say, well, your metabolism slowed up. You needed it. Nonsense, baloney. If you liked weighing 30 pounds less, why didn't you just stay there? Why? And I will tell you again. Intellectually, you loved it. Gosh, you weighed so happy to weigh 30 or 40 pounds less. But then you couldn't stand it emotionally. Why? Because two reasons. One, because the diet they put you on, whatever it is, deprived you of foods and tastes and feelings that you felt you needed. And you needed to get back to the weight that you wish you feel comfortable. You may have loved weighing 30 pounds less, but emotionally you weren't comfortable there. You wouldn't let yourself continue to weigh 30 pounds less. All you had to do was say, oh gosh, that's easy. I won't put as much food in my mouth. Keep in mind, I never refer to it as eating, because eating is something you do for nourishment. Putting food in your mouth is something you do for emotional reasons. So there you were, you first forced yourself back to the weight and maybe even gained more. You know why? Because you got nervous. Because all diets, without exception, all food programs, everybody is telling you the same thing. Don't put as much food in your mouth, or put different foods in your mouth, or eat at different times of the day. Doesn't make a bit of difference. The chance of you being able to do that is almost zero. You don't believe me? Look at your own experience, look at the experience of your friends, go online, check it, Google it, do whatever you want to it. You will not let yourself weigh that less amount. You will always have to weigh what you are comfortable weighing. And the reason, keep in mind, you got fat or overweight because you needed foods emotionally. You knew exactly what to do. You couldn't do it. Why? Because your emotional need for food will always, 100% of the time, trump your desire to weigh less. It will always beat your desire to weigh less. So all diets, I don't care what they are, who they are, they take foods from you that you feel you need emotionally. So all diets, I don't care where they come from, what they sell, how much money you pay, they're all based on emotional deprivation. They deprive you of things that you need in your mouth. Now what we're going to do, and we've started to do it, is it wean you off the need you feel to put food in your mouth. Now the way to do it, I will tell you again, and take the test I told you about, imagining that your favorite food doesn't exist anymore anywhere. So what are you going to do? Are you happy? No, you're not happy. You're panicky. You want a substitute. You want something else. So again, every time you think of putting any food in your mouth, I don't care what it is, lunch, breakfast, dinner, snack, before TV, anything, ask yourself why you're doing it. And when you put the food in your mouth, get the feeling. What is the feeling that it gives you? It makes you happy? Does it make you less anxious? Does it make you feel better because you don't know what to do with your hands or something else? You will find the emotional component of putting food in the mouth, the way it makes you feel, is the reason you're doing it. And if you want to weigh less permanently, which is what I'm selling, and for free, don't want any of your money, is what I'm selling, is the freedom to not need food to put in your mouth when you want to feel better. You won't need it. It doesn't make a bit of difference. Stick with me. You will understand, and you will weigh less permanently. And pretty much, I will tell you again, you will be able to choose the weight you want to live at. This is John Thomas.